Welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful and politically charged poems in the Power and Conflict anthology, Checking Out Me History by John Agard. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, or another board, this episode will give you everything you need to write a top band response. So grab your notes and let's get into it. John Agard was born in Guyana in 1949 and moved to Britain in 1977 as part of the Windrush generation. That biographical context is absolutely crucial here. Agard arrived in a country whose education system had, for centuries, taught a very particular version of history, one that celebrated British and European figures while largely erasing the contributions, struggles, and stories of people from the Caribbean and Africa. Checking Out Me History is his direct, defiant response to that erasure. And when you understand that, every single choice he makes in the poem, the dialect, the structure, the figures he names, starts to make complete sense. Now let's look at what the poem actually does. The speaker, and we can read this as Agard's own voice, begins by listing the things he was taught at school. Dick Whittington and his cat, Old King Cole, Robin Hood. These are nursery rhyme figures, almost childish in their familiarity. And that's the point. Agard is saying, this is what they gave me. Trivial stories, fairy tales. Meanwhile, the real history, the history of Toussaint Louverture, Nanny de Maroon, Mary Seacole, was hidden from him. The poem is structured around this central juxtaposition, and that contrast is the engine that drives the whole piece. Let's talk about the key themes. The first and most important is identity and self-determination. The poem is fundamentally about who gets to tell your story. The phrase, "Dem tell me," recurs throughout the poem like a drumbeat. It's a refrain, and every time it appears, it reinforces the idea that someone else has been controlling the narrative. The speaker has been told what to know, what to remember, what to value. By the end of the poem, the shift is dramatic. He declares, me checking out me own history, the possessive pronoun me appearing twice in that line, asserting ownership, agency, and pride. The second major theme is colonial erasure and indoctrination. Agard presents the British education system as a tool of colonial power. It didn't just fail to teach Caribbean history, it actively replaced it with a Eurocentric version. The word bandage appears in the poem in relation to Toussaint Louverture, Toussaint de Thorne, turned a tide of history. Agard presents Toussaint not just as a historical figure, but as a symbol of resistance, someone who, despite being enslaved, had the vision to lead a revolution. By naming him, Agard is undoing the erasure. The third theme is power and resistance. Every Caribbean figure in the poem is presented as a freedom fighter, a healer, a revolutionary. Nanny de Maroon is described with fire imagery, seafar woman of mountain dream. Mary Seacole, the Jamaican nurse who was overlooked in favor of Florence Nightingale, is given dignity and recognition. These are not passive victims. They are agents of change. And by celebrating them in the poem, Agard is performing an act of resistance himself. Now let's get into the writer's methods, because this is where you'll earn your AO2 marks. The most striking feature of the poem is its use of Creole dialect and phonetic spelling. Words like dem, wa, mek, and say are not errors. They are deliberate political choices. Candidates who treat them as mistakes will lose marks. Examiners will award credit for responses that recognize the dialect as an assertion of cultural identity. By writing in Creole, Agard is saying, my language is valid, my voice matters, standard English is the language of the colonizer, and I refuse to use it exclusively. The structure of the poem is equally important. The stanzas about Eurocentric history are presented in italics and have a more regular sing-song rhythm, almost like nursery rhymes. This is deliberate. Agard is mimicking the way these stories were taught, as harmless, simple, unquestioned truths. By contrast, the stanzas about Caribbean figures are free-flowing, irregular, and full of enjambment. The lines spill over each other, full of energy and urgency. The form itself enacts the difference between imposed, rigid history and the living, dynamic culture. Agard is reclaiming. The refrain, Dem tell me, is one of the most important structural devices in the poem. It appears repeatedly, and each repetition builds the sense of frustration and indoctrination. It positions the speaker as someone who has been passive, told rather than discovering. But crucially, by the end of the poem, the refrain shifts. The speaker is no longer being told. He's checking out his own history. That shift from passive to active is the emotional and thematic climax of the poem. Now let's talk about exam tips and common mistakes. I want to be very direct here because these are the things that separate a grade 4 response from a grade 7 or above. Mistake number 1, treating the dialect as an error. I cannot stress this enough. If you write, "A guard uses bad grammar to show he is uneducated," you will not earn marks. The dialect is a deliberate, sophisticated political choice. Always frame it that way. Mistake number 2, describing the historical figures rather than analyzing how a guard presents them. Don't write a history essay about Toussaint Louverture. Instead, ask, what language does a guard use? What connotations does it carry? What effect does it have on the reader? That's the analysis examiners are looking for. Mistake number 3, ignoring the structural contrast between the two types of stanza. The italicized, regular stanzas versus the free-flowing, Creole stanzas, this contrast is central to the poem's meaning. If you don't discuss it, you're missing a major AO2 opportunity. Mistake number 4, writing about context as a separate paragraph. Don't do this. Context should be woven into your analysis. For example, a guard writing as a member of the Windrush generation who experienced the erasure of Caribbean history firsthand uses the refrain dem, tell me to. See how the context enhances the analysis rather than sitting separately from it? Now for a quick fire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the key points. Question 1, what is the effect of the refrain dem tell me in the poem? Pause now. The key points are, it creates a sense of indoctrination and passivity. It builds frustration through repetition. It positions the speaker as someone whose education has been controlled by others. And the shift away from it at the end marks the speaker's reclamation of agency. Question 2. Why does a guard use Creole dialect and phonetic spelling? Pause now. Key points. It is a deliberate political choice, not an error. It asserts the validity of Caribbean language and culture. It challenges the dominance of standard English as the language of colonial power. And it gives the poem an oral, spoken quality that connects it to Caribbean storytelling traditions. Question 3. How does the structure of the poem reflect its themes? Pause now. Key points. The italicized, regular stanzas mimic the rigid, imposed nature of Eurocentric history. The free-flowing, irregular stanzas about Caribbean figures reflect their dynamic, living culture. Enjambment creates momentum and urgency. The contrast between the two types of stanza enacts the poem's central juxtaposition. Question 4. Name 3 Caribbean figures in the poem and explain their significance. Pause now. Toussaint Louverture, Haitian revolutionary, symbol of resistance against slavery. Nanny de Maroon, Jamaican folk hero. Leader of the Maroons, associated with fire and spiritual power. Mary Seacole, Jamaican Scottish nurse, overlooked in favor of Florence Nightingale, representing the erasure of Black contributions to British history. Let's bring it all together. Checking Out Me History is a poem about the politics of knowledge, about who gets to decide what is worth knowing, whose stories are told, and whose are erased. A guard uses every tool available to him, dialect, structure, form, refrain, juxtaposition, and the naming of real historical figures to challenge the colonial education system and reclaim his own heritage. The poem moves from passivity to agency, from imposed history to self-determined identity. In the exam, your job is to show that every choice a guard makes is deliberate and meaningful, and that you can analyze those choices with precision, depth, and contextual awareness. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Keep checking out your own history and make sure you can write about it brilliantly in the exam.